AircheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. You're listening to the 100 Biggest Hits of 1990. Big hit number 65 is from a vocal group whose members learned their craft by studying some of the greatest singers in R&B. They spent hours listening to classic performances from acts like the OJs, Bobby Womack, The Temptations, and The Whispers. This is the song that became the group's very first Top 40 hit in April. Ready or Not by After 7.
I'll give you the sound, the ring.
That's Keith Mitchell along with Melvin and Kevon Edmonds, the group After 7. They check into our survey of the year's top 100 at number 65 with Ready or Not. Well, Ready or Not, we're up to number 64, the second of five remakes in our special year-end countdown. A group called The Shylights went to number one with the original version back in 1972. And in September of 1990, singer Paul Young hit the top 10 with his version. It's British soul man Paul Young with a song about a man in love and the woman he can't live without. It's Old Girl, and it's the 64th biggest hit of the year. Coming up as we move into the fourth hour of our special survey, big hits from Luther Vandross, Billy Joel, Chicago, and Phil Collins, all on our way to the number one song of 1990.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Here's the most successful Cuban-American act in Top 40 chart history. Gloria Estefan with survey song number 63. Here We Are. Here We Are at number 63. And who else do we find but the queen of the Miami sound machine? That's Gloria Estefan with her top 10 smash from February. Here We Are. I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the top 100 of 1990.
Number 62.
Now, here's Michelle Visage, April Harris, and Idalis, the New York vocal trio who call themselves Seduction. This is their top 10 hit from August, a song that asks a very poignant question. Could this be love? Eight songs in our special survey are by female groups, and that's one of them, Seduction, with the 62nd biggest hit of the year, Could This Be Love? Up next, Rod Stewart's remake of an Isley Brothers classic from the heyday of Motown.
Casey's Top 40.
Right now at Camelot Music.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Today what we're doing is counting down the 100 biggest hits of 1990. This song was originally a big hit in 1966 for the legendary Isley Brothers. In April of 1990, lead singer Ronald Isley joined British superstar Rod Stewart for the remake that moves in at number 61 in our survey. Here's Rod and Ron with This Old Heart of Mine.
This old heart of mine.
Even with a top surgeon, a pacemaker, and a big tub of Wheaties, he still might not pull through. As he puts it, this old heart of mine been broke a thousand times. That's Rod Stewart and Ronald Isley singing survey song number 61. I'm Casey Kasem on a Casey's Top 40 special. We're counting down the top 100 hits of 1990.
Number 60.
Here's a trio that got together 4 years ago in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They're Charlie Steele Panaccio, Wyatt Riot Pauly, and Joey Bang Restivo. They call their band Lanier, and in June, this song peaked at number 7, giving them their very first top 10 hit. This is Sending All My Love. From the CD Lanier, that's a trio called Lanier. They dance into our special countdown with the 60th biggest hit of 1990, Sending All My Love. You know, singer Luther Vandross has been one of the biggest names on the black chart for 10 years now. Up next, the smash that in 1990 gave Luther his very first top 10 hit on the pop chart.
Casey's Top 40.
What am I gonna do with my life?
AircheckDownloads.com.